This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Bonaventure. While Saint Francis of Assisi is known for founding the Franciscan Order, what is equally important is that Saint Bonaventure, also a Franciscan, is called the Order's second founder. Of the few details known of Bonaventure's early life is his birth in 1221, just 5 years before the death of Saint Francis. Later, he became a Franciscan monk and then a priest as he studied and taught at the University of Paris for 9 years while preparing for a doctor's degree. He was a very good teacher in his fields of theology and philosophy. While he spent much time studying, he also devoted a certain time each day for prayer in the nearby church before the Blessed Sacrament. His closeness to God produced a certain inward calm and outward cheerfulness, which attracted others in spite of the difficulties which would soon arise at the university. Several lay professors had become jealous of the Franciscan teachers because of their successful ministry to the students, their teaching abilities, and the personal example they set by their simple way of life. At first, their vicious complaints and rumors were believed, which resulted in all Franciscan teachers being excluded from the schools. An investigation was opened, and the charges were proved false, with the result that the guilty persons were required to apologize, and the Franciscans were asked to return. In 1257, Bonaventure received his doctor's degree, and was also elected Minister General of the Franciscan Order at the age of 35. While he had been a teacher in Paris, he wrote numerous books about the spiritual life, encouraging others to desire to share the joys already possessed by the angels and saints as they worshiped God in heaven. He wrote that everyone should strive for spiritual perfection, but instead of seeking to perform heroic actions, we should offer ourselves, our daily thoughts and actions to God, so that he could more easily enter into our lives. Two of his books, entitled Soliloquy and Concerning Perfection of Life, were described by the university's chancellor as being sound in doctrine and useful to instruct both the mind and the spirit. During the next 17 years as Minister General, Bonaventure greatly influenced the direction of the Franciscan Order. He presided over the meetings of 5 different general chapters and helped to resolve a conflict which had arisen between those who wished to live in total poverty with little regard for formal education and those who favored personal possessions and thought formal education was important along with a more relaxed way of life. Bonaventure went to neither extreme, but through his leadership and his biography, which explained the spirit of Francis, he encouraged the true spirit of the saint, which continues in the Franciscan order to this day. He had no real desire for church position, even though he was raised to the rank of cardinal. Once, when he was first nominated as archbishop, he managed to convince the pope to accept his refusal. The next pope showed little patience with this attitude and ordered Bonaventure to accept the title of cardinal bishop under the pain of disobedience. When the papal delegates arrived to present him with a cardinal hat and symbols of his office, they found him helping the sisters of a nearby convent wash the dishes. He told the surprised messengers to hang the hat on a tree branch outside the window until he could finish his work. In his new position, he was given the responsibility to prepare for a general council, which had been called to reunite the Greek Church again with the Roman Church, which had split some years earlier. Through his efforts, this was actually accomplished, but upon his sudden death in 1274, the agreement he had worked so hard to achieve dissolved. He was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1482 and named a doctor of the church in 1588. Although Bonaventure was very learned, he always exercised humility and charity. A story is told of how a Franciscan monk once asked him whether the love of God by an uneducated person could ever equal that of a scholar. Bonaventure's reply was, "Yes, it certainly could," A poor old woman could love God even better than a learned doctor of the church. May we, like Bonaventure, strive for perfection by completing everything we do as perfectly as possible, and love God with all our hearts, minds, and strength. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.